Vision View Sports Radio unites all sport lovers from all around the world.
Well, AmaZulu winless run to the new season continues with another goalless draw against SuperSport United. SuperSport TV analyst and former Kaizer Chiefs coach Farouk Khan, my colleague as well, and my coach as well at some point. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's everything.
Oh, wow.
He does everything. Shares his thoughts on Benin's situation. Coach Farouk Khan, how are you, sir?
Very well, Dihan. For a moment, I thought I was on the wrong chair. What's happening?
Why is that?
Because you said bedroom eyes, and I said, wow. this is not a football. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now I get it.
I was also confused. Yeah, okay,
I confused all of you. Yeah, okay.
But Dihan, before you go any further, the last time I made an error when I congratulated somebody, I thought it was Romy Titus, but it was somebody in place of her. For an appointment with Safa, and I thought it was just proper now to do so. Congrats, Rome. I think you are in the limelight.
Thank you,
Let's
coach.
Hope with your inclusion, things go much better. I think we have had a good result. I'm very, very positive. And I think moving forward, hopefully we'll continue from where we left off in the last game.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you very much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Deserves it. Coach,
yes,
a lot of fixtures obviously over the weekend as well. But one we want to talk about is AmaZulu, Benny McCarthy's AmaZulu. I don't know if I should say what has gone wrong, you know, but do you think we can start asking those questions right now?
I think, you know, we discussed it, and it's just coincidental that you bring up the subject on performance, you know, that fluctuates from season to season. And I think often we don't really look at emotional psychology. When I say emotional psychology, it is how to deal with successes, how to deal with failures, how to deal with moments in the game when you're behind, when you're ahead. And I think as coaches, we sometimes don't train that aspect of the game. If you look at it holistically, you don't have to only do it verbally. I think sometimes what we see as psychology is what I say to you in as far as motivation is concerned. But it goes a step further where you can use training methods, small-sided games, tactical games, to train those aspects. For example, you can say to a team, in the next 5 minutes, you are playing against each other 8v8. Well, the one team is 1-0 ahead. You got to now come from behind and try to draw or win the game. Now, that is pressure that you're putting on the attacking team, and you're developing their social and, should I say, their psychological and mental skills to deal with those outcomes. Often we don't find that happening. If you look currently, you mentioned AmaZulu. Their biggest problem is scoring. Yet they have had two of the best strikers that South Africa has produced, in Benny McCarthy and Omveti. I mean, who better than to have these two guys?
Yes.
You know, so that is the point of departure we need to look at. Is the emotional aspect of the game being trained? Is it being developed? When should it be developed? Or should we say that we take it for granted?
Because sometimes you talk about the emotional aspect. Sometimes, yes, we do focus on, you know, more tactics and the, you know, the on-field part side of the game, and we neglect that part, the emotional, you know, aspect of the game. And I think probably, you know, that could be what's happening at AmaZulu. And well, I think Romy has a question.
Yeah, because on the back of that, Farouk, wouldn't you say that, okay, as much as we take a look at emotional EQ, perhaps it also goes hand in hand, the psychological aspect, but then at the end of the day, couldn't we also say that, I mean, not that I want to see Coach Benny go, but do we as impatient South Africans say, okay, it's time for him to leave?
Well, I think it's too soon. I think he had a fantastic season. He did the same at Cape Town City, where he started like a house on fire. But you see, what happens is there is no substitute for experience. And this, I was fortunate enough to work with coaches that had huge, huge amounts of experience in Tete Mitro, Mushin Etegral, etc. And what I got from that is how to deal with success rather than how to solve failure. Meaning, you've just won a league, or you've just done well, you've qualified for Africa, for CAF. Now, how do you get the players to come down from that high and deal with what needs to be done? We often say as coaches, you've got to take a game at a time. You've got to take one game at a time. But that's just something we say. Do we actually prepare players mentally for that? Because you must understand, the management of AmaZulu has made their support clear. They've opened up a checkbook. They've signed players. They've given Benny everything possible for him to succeed. And now with that comes expectation. Mm. And the expectation is, we're going to give you this. What are you going to produce? So that in itself, if you interpret that, it's pressure. It's pressure now. If you have a team which is struggling and suddenly you're successful, nobody expected Swallows to do well. So when they do well, it's like a huge, huge success story. However, if they have the resources, I mean, there's another team now that's going to be exposed to that, as Kaizer Chiefs, because last season everybody said they didn't have the players. That suddenly they just signed everybody. Mm-hmm. And now when they don't get a positive result, people are saying, hang on, you've got the material now. Why is it that the results are not forthcoming?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. I think you remind me of a saying, you know, treat failure with the same skepticism, or in fact, treat success with the same skepticism as you do failure. You know, after you know, you just spoke about when you're doing well, you know, no one wants to say, okay, now how do we maintain or how do we even do better?
Yes,
it's absolutely. More when you when things go, you know, south, then you start, you know, talking about no problems. But anyway, coach, moving forward as well. I mean, 5 games and only 1 goal in the in all competitions. Is Benny feeling the pressure? Do you think he's feeling the pressure though?
Of course he is.
Do you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure this guy.
And the CAF as well. International game as well. He lost that one.
I'm telling you, Terminator, this man is not sleeping. Mm. I tell you, I know firsthand. You know, I didn't coach many years in the PSL, but when I did coach at Santos, was fighting relegation, and then we went on to win the EPSA Cup, and we did quite well when Mushin left in maintaining a top 8 position. It wasn't easy. There's games where you feel you should have won, where you come home, you don't talk to anybody, you're probably going to kick your dog if you have your dog. If you have a dog.
You're going to look at your
animal
dog.
Abuse.
You're going to look at your wife with daggers in your eyes. Anything she says, you're going to climb down the throat. So this is the pressures of being a head coach of a club. Mm-hmm. You know, you go through so much tension and strain when the team is not doing well. Everything's on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And you know what makes it worse is, when you hear Benny's interviews, you know, he's clearly saying, look, the players have to step up. You know, he's not saying, look, it's me that needs to solve this.
Yeah.
He feels the players are not doing enough.
Yeah,
now, that's the other psychological part. How do the players digest that criticism?
Mm.
Can they handle it? Can they turn it into a positive? Or are they saying, okay, now that things are not going well, we are the fall guys.
Mm.
When things were going well, it was the coach. Now it's us. You understand? So this is the psychology. And that's why a coach like Clive Barker was so successful.
Mm.
You know, he could get his players to perform based on the fact that he took all the pressure. He took everything on his shoulders. And he ensured that they were never to be blamed for any poor performances. They played without fear. They played without any anxiety. And that's the thing. There's a few things you need to take care of, Mabalani, as a coach.
Mm.
You need to take care of the fact that you ensure players don't have fear, they don't have anxiety, they don't have all of these negative things that can cause them to drop their performance. Can you tell me, a team that scored so freely last season are not able to score more than 1 goal in 5 games? If you said to me that in the beginning of the season, I would say to you, no, Terminator, there's no way. This team will score probably 2 goals per game.
And you look at now the playing personnel, you know, last year, he would have said, probably complained about, you know, not having enough quality players in the team, in his squad. And this time around, I mean, they went out onto the market and they got players. I mean, you've got XTN, you know, who was overseas, of course, coming in there. But the question becomes, did you fill the right positions? You know, is it the areas that you needed to fill? Is it the quality that you needed to bring in that's going to enhance your squad? You know, sometimes we buy players, but for the sake of, namesake for that matter. But do you need to fix? You know, that becomes the question, as well as the question of player management, like you've mentioned.
I wonder if playing personnel is even where they need to fix, coach.
Exactly the question, you know. Is it something
you see,
that they need
you
to
see,
fix?
You've raised very, very important questions. I think our scouting system and criteria is sometimes questionable. When I say this is, I was very fortunate years ago. I worked with a guy called Heinz Morotsky. He was a FIFA instructor. And many years ago, he came down and he explained to us that part of his work was to look for players for big clubs like Barcelona, like Real Madrid. And he would spend at least 6 months to a year scouting a player, meaning he would go into the background of that player, not just look at him on the field of play. Mm-hmm. He will look at his social behavior. He will look at his mannerisms. Yeah. He will look at his personality, see if he's a person that has the ability.
Because it's important.
Because football is a team sport, you know. Yeah. It's not like tennis or golf where you're just on your own.
True.
And then only after he's drawn up a list of all these aspects, will they then decide if that particular player is going to be suitable. I think what often happens is we look at the position and we say, okay, X-Teen is available. He's an exciting player.
But we don't
see how X-Teen is going to interact with the existing players in your team. And that could be a problem because you don't have that long window for players to adapt.
True.
So you're going to get a player in. You know, you have a very short preseason and you expect them to hit the ground running. And often, we've seen misses. You know, where people have been criticizing teams for signing flops. I don't think it's a player that's a flop. I just think, as Romy said, do you really need to fill that spot? And if you fill that spot, is it the right fit? Is it a fit that's going to be able to complement all five performance? Because we have five performance areas. It's physical, technical, tactical, psychological, and social. Now, if we ignore any of those five, we could find out that the player is not suited to that particular club.
Then that speaks to the quality or attribute of a coach, you know? In terms of him being able to, I guess, impart, you know, that type of knowledge or be able to, you know, be able to execute that well, you know, player management, and like I've said, you know, it asks questions about a coach's profile as well in terms of that, his qualities as well. Can he do that, you know, because it's not all about on the pitch tactics. You know, it asks him handling players.
Especially when you talk about professional players. You see, if I sign Dikgang Mabalane, I don't need to coach him how to cross the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time he comes to me, he should know how to cross the ball. I need to just tell him what I want, not how to do it, but what I want him to do.
Mm.
Right? And the other thing is, it's coming back to what I said earlier about emotional well-being and about experience. Experience is the only thing that can assist you in making those relevant decisions. You can only learn from failing. And many of us have failed in the process, but we have learned from our failures. Mm. With all due respect to Benny hasn't been that long in the game, so he's also going to learn through his failures.
Mm, mm, mm.
And he will obviously become a better coach as a consequence of this. Yes, he's a great motivator. When the players look at Benny, they're looking at a player who's won the Champions League, and not many have won a Champions League. So they look at him in awe. But that only lasts for a certain period. That motivation, that hero worship only lasts for a certain... Because human beings are funny. Things become very stale to them after a while. You're impressed with somebody for a while.
Yeah.
But once you go past a certain period, that wears off. So now it's a case of, okay, do I get in a brand new team that will look at me the same way that my players did when I got in? It's not possible. You can't get rid of your entire squad for that. So now the players that have become a bit stale, coming back to your point, Dikgang, how do you manage them to ensure that they still have the same emotional feeling towards you? Because ultimately, they can only perform if they look up to you, if they respect you, if they are able to go onto the field and are prepared to die for you with their boots on.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%, Coach. I mean, before we even let you go, he's. Do you think he's... participation in the continental stage. I don't know. Do you think he's ready for that? Are the players ready for that? Is Amazon ready for that stage, for that matter?
Look, it's a totally different competition from our PSL league. The PSL is a marathon year. It's a case of you've got to do well. You have to hit the ground running. I think they played very well, but they didn't score goals that mattered. It's tournament football, so it's not so much about how you play. It's about getting the right result to be able to move forward in the competition. So it's two different mindsets when you go into the game.
Yeah.
In this particular tournament, it's not about playing extravagant or should I say exquisite football. It's about playing football that will ensure that you get the result.
Yeah, it is a different ball game.
I mean, we looked at Kaizer Chiefs. Nobody in their wildest dream would have said they would go all the way to the final.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody,
mm-hmm.
including myself, you, Romy,
yeah, of course.
You asked that. You just said, ah, come on, guys. These guys can hardly do well in the premiership here. Mm. But they proved that they could. Why? Because when they got to the tournament, they were psyched up. And the moment was perfect for them. They won when it mattered. Just to go quickly back, Samba. They beat Samba here. I think it was 4-0.
Yeah.
Was 4-0. And it was all balls that were played over the top, percentage football, crosses in, Lurkovic getting on the end of it. Not attractive football, ugly football, but they won. Then they went to Tanzania and they lost 3-0. Now, hadn't they won by a big margin here, they would have been out of the tournament.
Mm.
So it was a case of making sure you win your home games, ugly as it may be, but with the right score. And this is similar to what he must do now. He mustn't, because he was speaking about, we get possession, we create the chances. Listen, possession means nothing if you can't put the ball into the back of the net.
Well, let's hope he learns as well from the mistakes, and we'll keep watching. We'll keep track on the fixtures as well that are coming.
Let's support him. He's one of our players that has done so much for the game as a player. Let's give him the support. Mm. And I think it's too early to judge him.
Yeah, I
do understand it's going to get hot out there. You know, having drawn yesterday doesn't make things easier, and he hasn't yet played the so-called big guns yet. So, it's going to be a tough. But I think once they get a couple of wins under their belt and they start scoring goals, maybe things will change. Let's hope for the best.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach.
Pleasure, Romy. Pleasure, Dikhan. Keep well. Nice talking to you guys again. I miss you guys sometimes.
Don't worry. We'll be calling a little more often.
All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.